Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Takes a shot, runs into the box, shot, score!
It's time for Atlanta Soccer Tonight.
Tune in as Jason Longshore gives you insight and analysis on the beautiful game, including headlines from around the world of soccer.
Rebound, score!
This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight, brought to you by your local Ford dealer and Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives.
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Here's Jason Longshore.
Let's kick it. Atlanta Soccer Tonight is live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore. Welcome to our weekly show. We talk soccer all over Atlanta, all over Georgia, all over the Southeast, all over the United States, all over the Western Hemisphere, all over the planet. We're going to touch a lot of different parts of the planet tonight on the show. It's what we do on AST. Y'all know this by now. This has been going on for a few years now, Atlanta Soccer Tonight. We're not far away from a World Cup being played in this city. We're going to have a lot of talk as we get ready for that over the next few months. The World Cup draw is going to be Friday, December 5th. Go ahead and mark that day down. Take the day off. We're going to have content all day long for you before the draw. Watch the draw. We see what happens. We see where the U.S. gets drawn. We see where Argentina gets drawn as they try to defend their title. We see the other storylines. Who's going to be the group of death? All of those different things. We're going to analyze the draw. We're going to have so many different things going on that day. That's where I think what next year will be starts to feel real. When we get to the draw, these next two international windows are going to be part of that process, as we're going to start to see teams book their ticket. We're going to see more teams get eliminated. It's all going to ramp up. But December 5th is where I think the next year ahead for soccer in Atlanta, soccer in the United States, and Mexico and Canada, it'll all start to feel very, very real. Today was one of those days, though, for me, that I think it's easy with all that on the horizon. I mean, the city of Atlanta, just this year, had the Club World Cup, had one of the best halves of soccer that I've ever seen in my life anywhere in the world, was at Mercedes-Benz Stadium with Bayern and PSG. Two of the biggest clubs in the world. They were here in Atlanta. All the storylines that emanated out of Atlanta and the Club World Cup. You had the Premier League Summer Series. Huge crowd. Manchester United, one of the biggest brands in the world, was here. Just an amazing year of soccer. So much more to come next year. There's going to be a Women's World Cup that comes to Atlanta in 2031. More international friendlies. More big games. It's just never ends. But today was one of those days that I think at times it's very easy to take for granted what the day-to-day is here. And Atlanta historically, and there's been large gaps in this, but historically has really showed up for big soccer events. Now we have a regular day-to-day that we haven't had often. Maybe we're a little spoiled for this right now with Atlanta United launching in 2017. And a day like this one where just my day, break the fourth wall, feel like Zach Morris and Slater here on Saved by the Bell. You come with me on this trip. So starts the day at the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta training ground in Marietta. Atlanta United's first team training. Got to watch the session, got to see some of the things that they were working on. You know, look, it's a weird time. The team's out of the playoff race. You've got three road games coming up and then one more home game on decision day against DC, who is also already eliminated. And you're trying to figure out what this is going to look like and feel like. This is coming off of a very good performance on Saturday afternoon against San Diego, one of the best teams in the league this year. I thought it was a really good performance. It's easy for that to get lost in the shuffle with where the results are this season. But that's where the day started for me. Then we sat in on the production call with Atlanta United 2. They had a huge win over the weekend. They are chasing a playoff berth in MLS Next Pro. Huge game tomorrow night against Chattanooga. We'll talk about that here in a minute. And then finished the day close to where I grew up, on the south side of Atlanta in McDonough. The latest GA100 pitch opened, the 17th opened. That's a pretty cool number when it comes to Atlanta United. Got to talk to so many people, old friends, new friends, people that I knew from the soccer community in that area. It was very cool to see Ronald Hernandez and Miguel Almiron and Dominic Chonqui and Steven Alzate there interacting with the kids. The line to get autographs and pictures was huge. I think close to 300 kids were there participating in events. I mean, it was just such a cool thing. So just in the day that I had, got to see the first team and hear from the first team. Got to see some of the second team and hear from the second team. And got to see the next generation and what's being done in the community. All these big things coming are amazing, and they are so cool, and I cannot wait to see a World Cup semifinal in a stadium that I get to call home on a regular basis, Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I can't wait to see what this next year is going to be for all of us in soccer in Atlanta. But don't let all of that excitement and all of that anticipation, don't let all of that cloud over. Man, we've got some really cool things happening on a daily basis in soccer in Atlanta. That's like my day was just the Atlanta United kind of day. You've got this happening for college teams. You've got this happening for UPSL teams. You've got this happening for youth clubs. You've got this happening for amateur teams. You've got this happening for, you know, adult recreational leagues that so many of you listen to this show play in. You've got all the youth clubs that are going on. There's all these little soccer ecosystems all over Atlanta. And I know we're all going to get so wrapped up in World Cup. Don't let that cloud over the day-to-day. Because the reason why the World Cup coming to Atlanta next year is going to be an incredible success, and I think people are going to be talking about it all over the country and all over the world. I think the World Cup coming here and what people are going to see through their televisions, some in person, but a lot through their televisions around the world, is they're going to see the best of Atlanta. They're going to see why we call this city home, why we love this city so much. But the reason why they're going to see that is the day-to-day, the everyday soccer that happens across this area. It's just, we are so lucky, and I think at times it's really easy to forget that. Please don't. And if that means going out and getting your boots dirty, getting your hands dirty, get out into the grassroots, get out and see Atlanta United 2 tomorrow night, Kennesaw, Fifth Third Stadium, kickoff 7:30 against Chattanooga FC. Get there. Get out and see it on the day-to-day level. You'll appreciate, I think, the big, big things that are coming even more if you see that. So let's go back through kind of the cycle of my day. I want to start with Atlanta United, and it was a really good performance against San Diego. It was a very interesting, I think, defensive strategy that we saw in this game. Before we get to that and hear from Jaden Hibbert, I want you to hear my conversation in media today with Ronald Hernandez, one of my favorite people to talk to. I love how he sees and feels the game and explains it. I think he gives us insight that is priceless. Here's the conversation with Ronald about the San Diego game and about what is to come afterwards.
Was it to have such a good defensive performance against San Diego after the Columbus game?
Very important, very important. Obviously, against Columbus, we didn't do enough the first half. That is the truth. And then, you know, we got to fix it. And then to have San Diego right away was a very good test, to be honest. They are the best in the other conference. So we have the mentality, we have the intensity, the aggressiveness. I think the team prepared very well. I think we did a very good job to be tight the full 90 minutes. And yeah, unfortunately for the goal, but if you take a deep perspective of the whole game, I think we did pretty well.
How was the individual battle for you with Chukwuelo on it? You guys were getting into it a little bit at times.
Yeah, I was excited. You know, it's my job. I like to study my opposition players before the game. But obviously, you know, Lozano, top player. He and the Dryer, the number 10, they have been very good, and they are in a very good form. So I wanted to make sure I have my position, and then from there help the team. You know, they are very dangerous, so if we can reduce them as much as we can, we can create a lot of more chances for us.
With three games on the road coming up, one more at home, what are you trying to get out of the rest of the season personally?
My point of view is, you know, we are competitor, we are professional, we represent this bunch. So this is most important, that the outcome of the season. And we, as a group, we want to finish as strong as we can, mainly for the fans, for the whole city, and obviously for us. And then from there we go.
A couple of things from Ronald as it almost wants to re-rack here. It's Atlanta Soccer Tonight, live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore. That was Ronald Hernandez and myself, our conversation at media today. A couple of things that jumped out to me. One, it's always cool to hear like how a player prepares, and I didn't really prompt him for it, but talking about how he studies the players he's going to be going up against individually. You know, you're kind of trying to get tendencies. You're kind of trying to see what can work against them. I think Ronald went with trying to get under Chucky Lozano's skin a little bit early on, especially, and it worked because Chucky was yelling at everybody, complaining about everything. That's a tactic that can be effective. The other thing he mentioned was defensively being very tight, very organized. I would say compact is another way we can describe it. It was fascinating to watch the very high line defensively, and not a high press, but more of a, you know, a defending in the middle third. We can call it a mid block if we want to get into terms that are being thrown around right now, buzzwords in the game. They didn't defend as high up the field as they have at times. They defended a little bit lower, but then the high line was still there. So there were a lot of times where San Diego had possession and they're looking forward and there's nowhere for them to go because Atlanta has everything blocked off. All San Diego could do was bomb it over the top and hope that they placed it correctly. Well, one reason why that was difficult is goalkeeper Jaden Hibbert. I talked to him about that, but we started the conversation, and Madison Cruz joined into the conversation as well. We started the conversation off of Doug Robertson's questions about his time with the Canadian national team. He was in their camp for two friendlies over the last international break. Here is what Jaden Hibbert told us today.
Have you settled kind of what you want to do internationally, or do you not know
yet? Yeah. I don't think it's settled, but you know, we're in a very good spot right now. You know,
kind of a crazy return back to Atlanta after that with the 5-4 game with Columbus.
Yeah,
what was the emotional roller coaster like for you during that game?
Yeah. Oh, during the game, I was all over the place, emotions flying. But it was a very humbling experience. Humble pie. You know, you have a good two clean sheets, good games, go international, you're on top of the world, and you get 5 in 35 minutes. So very humbling. You know, you take the good with the bad. You know, I definitely pulled a lot of good from that loss. But yeah, it was good.
What do you take from the response to Saturday's match in San Diego? Where it was a really good defensive
performance? Yeah, credit to the whole team, the coaching staff, because to be very disciplined in our defense and tight against the top team in the West was a very good response to see, especially after a poor defensive performance. To bounce back like that is big time for the team, confidence, you know, pushing forward for sure.
Few starts in between the posts for you as well, especially in front of being behind Sion and Anaya as well as Juan as well. Mm-hmm. How is that relationship and that connection grown over the last couple of games?
Yeah, super. I think they're trusting me more, which is, you know, great. which allows us to play the system that the manager wants, you know, play football and not just kick the ball all the time. So, you know, when they trust me and I trust them, it, you know, everything gels perfectly. We could build out the back comfortably and take teams on transition moments, you know, quick. And, you know, everything's working out well. The camaraderie is very good.
How much do you enjoy those moments where the line is so high, like it was against San Diego, and you've got 50 yards in front of you? Enjoy that?
Yeah, I enjoy, but I'm also comfortable. You know, I'm quick. So if they do put one over, I think they trust me and I trust myself to go get there. So that's why I think, you know, in a way we can play so high because, you know, I'm comfortable back there and they trust me as well.
You have to walk on a tightrope in those moments if you're Jaden Hibbert, where the defensive line is so high. And if a ball comes over the top, you got to judge it correctly. Do you come out for it? As he talked about in Nashville, do you come out crazy and go in hard for a tackle? Do you pick your spots? He was very good in those moments. And it was a good defensive performance. The goal that they conceded was a mistake. They went out and they earned one. They earned a penalty the other way. Finished 1-1 against one of the best teams this season in MLS in San Diego. After the break, we're going to come back. We're going to talk about Atlanta United 2. What is next for them? Why tomorrow night is the biggest game in the history of the Atlanta United 2 section of the club and maybe the academy as well as part of that. We'll talk about all of that and more on the other side of the break. You're listening to Atlanta Soccer Tonight, live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go? At Apartments.com? You can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
To more of Atlanta Soccer Tonight with Jason Longshore
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back. It's Atlanta Soccer Tonight, live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore, talking about kind of the state of soccer in Atlanta in some ways, and we're doing that through the Atlanta United lens right now. First team, good performance on Saturday. Yes, I can already hear people saying, but it doesn't matter because they're out of the playoffs. I understand that. It's very frustrating that they are. All you can do is make the best of the games that you have ahead. As Ronald Hernandez said, these guys are competitors. These guys are professionals. They also have to think about what's next for them and balance how to handle that with delivering good performances for the badge, for the shirt, for the fans, for the city. Atlanta United, too, is balancing that as well. They are in the midst of a playoff race in MLS Next Pro. They are 4 points out of a spot, game in hand. That game is tomorrow night against Chattanooga. You can listen to the match on the SDH network, soccerdownhere.net/listen. You can also listen on the Mixlr app. Just look for Soccer Down Here there. It's a huge game. It's the biggest game that Atlanta United 2 has ever had. They've never been in a playoff race this late in the season. And I think it's easy to hear that and say, oh, well, they haven't been successful. Well, no, that's not true. Caleb Wiley got his early steps as a professional soccer player with Atlanta United 2 before being sold to Chelsea for eight figures. George Bello got his early steps with Atlanta United 2. George Campbell created a professional career out of his time with Atlanta United 2. And George Campbell's one that I always like to mention and reference to people, because he was not expected to ever play for Atlanta United 2. He was a midfielder in the Atlanta United Academy who kept making rosters, but was towards the back end of them. And during an academy trip to Mexico, center back who was playing, I think a couple center backs were out, but one who was supposed to play came down ill. And George Campbell, who hadn't played center back up to that point, got the opportunity. And that changed everything for the rest of his life. It was that simple. It did. This is in the academy. He got the opportunity, played well. I remember seeing him the next games back in Atlanta. We did broadcasts of them in the Generation Adidas Cup qualifying rounds. And I remember going to Tony Ann and the academy director at that time and saying, who was that? And he was telling me the story. Well, it continued on for George about being ready in this case. He was not expected to play for Atlanta United 2 before going to college. He had already committed to a university. There was another player ahead of him in the pecking order who was going to get that time before he went to university. And that player got injured. So door opens for George Campbell. He was so good during that first half of the Atlanta United 2 season that he didn't go to college. He ended up earning himself a professional contract, got a homegrown deal, started playing with the first team, has been called up to the U.S. men's national team, has been with U.S. youth national teams as well. Yes, was traded to Montreal for a very large return for a player with the experience level that George Campbell had at that time. And now he is in the English Championship at West Brom. Atlanta United 2 is not defined by results. It's defined by the players that it produces. And that's a very important distinction. What you would love to see happen is you produce those players in the right way and at such a high level that you are also successful in winning games. That's where it feels like this edition of Atlanta United 2 has gotten to. You are seeing a group right now with a 15-year-old in Didi Cibrian playing significant, important minutes in games for a team trying to get into the playoffs. What that does for his future development, you can't put a price on it. You can't measure it. Is he going to make mistakes along the way? Yeah. Has he been perfect since he broke into the starting lineup and has played consistently? No. Because no player is. Has he learned and developed and shown that he belongs at this level? Yep. He has. And that's what you want to see. You want to see the development. That's number one. The job of Atlanta United 2, it is a place that players can learn, make mistakes, and grow. And the job is to get those players ready to be able to contribute to the first team. Now, if along the way, you can have what's happening currently, win games, get yourself into a playoff chase, get meaningful games that will help in that development, then you are succeeding on multiple fronts. If Atlanta United 2 just puts players into the first team that then either help the first team win games or become assets for the first team in terms of bringing more money into the club to reinvest, that's great. But if you can win games and get into playoff chases, that development's going to be even better. Players are going to be able to handle big moments even better because they're going to have that experience. And you're going to be able to then either win more games with the first team level with these players because they've been there and done that, or you're going to be able to command even higher fees when these players move on, and probably both, to be perfectly honest. It's very rare that a player spends their entire history with a club. It just doesn't happen very often anymore. So, you know, all of these players are going to be produced in Atlanta and probably move to other clubs at some point in their career. That's okay. That's okay. And if they do, that doesn't mean it's a failure of the Atlanta United Academy. Massive game tomorrow night. Chattanooga FC coming to town. It's in Kennesaw at Fifth Third Stadium. Kickoff set for 7:30. I told you, you can listen on the SDH network if you can't make it out. Listen to our radio call. Myself and Madison Cruz and John Nelson will be giving that to you tomorrow. It was such an impressive performance on the road at Crown Legacy over the weekend, in essentially a must-win game. They had a lot of defending to do. They had a lot of hard work suffering to do to get it over the line, but they won 1-0. Patrick Weah with another big goal, a player that was a homegrown in Minnesota, never quite clicked for him there, came to Atlanta, and it didn't quite click for him initially this season. Has now. He is performing at a very, very high level. Santiago Pita, who I had a chance to sit down with for the SDH Network, a 1v1 earlier this week. Go check that out on our YouTube page or wherever you get your podcasts. Great conversation with him, a young player that I just love his game. He's so creative. He's so good on the ball. He's such a good attacker. I mean, you know, he's got elements. And in our conversation, I learned that he is a Real Madrid fan. So he kind of took a few different Madrid players that he has been a fan of over the years. Luka Modric is a player that I can see in him for sure. But the more I've thought about it, and maybe some of it is his body type, there's a good bit of Angel Di Maria in him as well. You know, kind of tall, kind of lanky, kind of hard to read on the ball. He had the assist to Patrick Weah. Dominic Chongqui, who's earned a first-team contract this year, he had a back heel to send Pita through. This is a really fun team to watch. This is a team with a lot of big personalities in good ways. I've really enjoyed everything with Atlanta United 2 this season. So I hope that you can make it out tomorrow. Support this team. Give them a great fan support that they need. If you can't make it out, if you can listen to us, please do. This is a group of players. There are going to be a lot of them who make their way into the first team over the next few years. And there's going to be a lot of them who maybe don't make their way to the first team, but are going to have better professional careers, wherever that may be, because of this experience. And that's the goal. That's what you're trying to do with MLS Next Pro and with Atlanta United too. So that kind of brings me, as we've kind of run the gamut here of first team, second team, brings me to the event this evening that I was at in McDonough. Alexander Park was the site. It is another GA100 mini pitch opening, the Atlanta United Community Fund. So many other partners. The city of McDonough was massive in this one. The Southern Crescent Soccer Foundation, of which I'm a board member, was the recipient of a grant from the Atlanta United Community Fund. It was a big deal to get this done. It had been talked about for about 3 years. We had a groundbreaking ceremony 2 years ago, and that was really an event to try to drum up interest in bringing in donations to get this over the line. The mayor of McDonough, Mayor Sandra Vincent, was incredible during this whole process. And it was so cool to see hundreds of kids there tonight, excited to see Ronald Hernandez and Miguel Almiron and Steven Alzate and Dominic Chongqui. It was amazing to see all of the support from Atlanta United there for these kids and for this project. And just to try to project to what it can be in the future. You know, I spoke at the event and I talked about how I fell in love with the game not that far from there. You know, I went to high school at Eagles Landing, born and raised in Riverdale in Clayton County, played for the Clayton County YMCA. I was lucky to have the game almost find me because it wasn't easy to find the game at that time in the 80s and 90s. It's much easier to find the game now. It's so much easier for the kids in this neighborhood now around Alexander Park to find the game. It's right there for them. Soccer's given me everything in my life. And it's very cool to have a way to potentially give that back to the next generation of kids. I think it's really easy when we, so I go back to the very beginning of the show. It's very easy when we focus on all the big things coming and then we start to worry. I've heard so many people in the American soccer community worry about, are we going to get the most out of this World Cup? Or is the national team playing well enough? You know, is MLS growing fast enough? Is the NWSL growing fast enough? Are we not doing, and it's all coming from a negative and a worry standpoint. I can just tell you from my experience, soccer has never been more present. I mean, you're listening to a soccer show on the biggest sports talk radio station in the Southeast right now. That should tell you enough. Soccer has never been more present than it is right now today. It's not. I mean, it never has been. When I was a kid, you would randomly find indoor soccer games on ESPN during the afternoon as replays. You might find games on weekends occasionally in weird places like the Financial News Network. It just, you had to fight to find it. Now it's everywhere, whether it's in a video game. I mean, you know, how many people bought the early edition of EAFC 26 to play it a week early? I did, because I'm addicted to it. But so many people are doing that, are paying for apps, or are paying for streaming services and watching games around the world. I can watch a game from anywhere in the world every single day. It is so present. It's so present in every community here. I know if you're in this, and I'm in this, and I've been in this since I was 9 years old. I have worked at every single level of the game. Do I want it to be the biggest sport in this country? Yeah, from like a selfish perspective. If it's not, but it's still very big and it is growing and it is bigger than it's ever been, if it's not the biggest or it's not what I want it to be, should I lash out and be negative and toxic and all that? No. We have to grow the game if you're in it. We have a responsibility to give back to the game if we're in it, if we have gained from it. One of the biggest things that we have to open the door to is access. That's why this GA 100 pitch meant so much to me, is it creates access for the kids in that neighborhood who maybe their parents can't drive them to a youth soccer club somewhere nearby. Maybe they can't get to another field to play soccer. Now you have access. When you start to create these pockets of access, everything changes. Those kids' lives change. They get, you know, they get interaction with other kids, maybe kids from different parts of the world than they're from. You know, kids maybe move to the neighborhood they hadn't met yet. Soccer can be that aspect for them. Access is so important. Giving back to the game is so important. Growing the game is so important. And ultimately what it comes down to, and I think we have a very big problem with this in the American soccer community, we turn people away with the negative vibes about, it's not what it should be. And, you know, I have to have Apple TV to watch MLS, and there's always those sorts of things. Bring people to the party. Don't turn them away. These are things that we can do to grow the game. It's in a great spot. We can make it even better if we put our head down and make all of this count as we get ready for next summer's World Cup. Coming up next, three local stories, four headlines, three things that make me smile about this game that I love so much. It's the 3-4-3 on the other side of the break. It's, you're listening to AST on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ever watch your pet sleep and wonder what they're dreaming about? Maybe it's them chasing a ball on a grassy field next to your new duplex, or catching the frisbee in front of your single-family home. Or perhaps they're zooming around the kitchen of your open concept condo. Whatever their dream setting looks like, you can rest assured that you'll find the most pet-friendly rental listings on Apartments.com. The place to find a pet-friendly place.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time to wrap up tonight's show with the 3-4-3.
3-4-3.
Three local stories, four headlines from around the world, and three things that made you smile about the game.
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Welcome back. It's Atlanta Soccer Tonight, live on 92.9, The Game and the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore. We've talked about the grassroots all the way up to the first team with Atlanta United, but the way that we wrap things up on AST is we go around the world in the 3-4-3. It's three local stories. It's four headlines from anywhere on the planet and three things that make me smile about this game. And it is brought to you, as always, by Ford. Visit your local Ford dealer. Start on the local side. Number one, we'll go over to Athens. UGA's women's soccer team moved up to number 17 in the national rankings after a week with SEC wins over Kentucky and then on the road at Ole Miss. Following a career-best performance at Ole Miss, UGA freshman forward Haley Gordon was named the SEC Conference Co-Freshman of the Week. She's a member of the Mexican U-20 national team, competed with them in the 2024 FIFA U-20 Women's World Cup, led them to the 2023 CONCACAF U-20 Women's Championship, scoring two goals in the group stage, also played in the U-17 Women's World Cup for Mexico. She's from Las Vegas, Nevada, and she is a powerhouse for the University of Georgia right now. Number two, we'll come back to Atlanta and we'll go to Emory. Their undefeated women's team won tonight 3-0 over Oglethorpe. Those two teams were both undefeated going into the match, two of the nine undefeated teams at the D3 level nationally. Junior Caitlin Nimmer scored twice in the win. It was level at halftime, even though Emory was out shooting Oglethorpe by a wide margin. The Stormy Petrels were holding on against a really good team that was in the Final Four last year. Emory ended up breaking it open in the second half. Oglethorpe's first loss of the season. Emory is ranked number two in the country in D3. And in our third story on the local side, Emory's men. They are also undefeated. They are also ranked number two in the country, tied for the highest ranking they have ever had in program history. And they go back to 1958. They won two on the road over the weekend in Arkansas, beating Hendricks on Sunday after beating the University of the Ozarks on Saturday. They'll be back in action at Piedmont tomorrow night before hosting Swanee on Saturday afternoon on campus at Emory. Let's go to headlines from all over the world. We got four of them. Number one is Wrexham. Nathan Broadhead, he inspired Wrexham to a 2-0 win over Reading, one division below Wrexham. That takes Wrexham into the fourth round of the League Cup in England for the first time since 1978. Reading has been a team that has pulled off upsets against second division opposition quite a bit. They couldn't get it done this time around. They beat Portsmouth to get to this stage. But Wrexham showed their superiority. Broadhead able to net a devastating brace, two goals in this one for him. That secures their spot in the next round. It's maybe been a little bit of an eye-opening season for Wrexham as they were able to invest and create an infrastructure and look, bring in talent, because you spend money, you're going to have a better roster, you're going to have a better team. They were able to do that to get out of the non-league section. They were able to do that to get out of the fourth division. They were able to do that to get out of the third division. They've kind of been spending at, you know, like a lesser second division scale in some of those lower leagues because they didn't need to spend more. You're kind of where you should be right now. Can they push through this level and get to the Premier League? It's not going to be easy. I don't think it's going to happen this year. I do think it'll happen. I think they're going to be able to get themselves into the Premier League. It'll be an amazing story. It's just what we've seen that ownership group led by Ryan Reynolds and Rob Mack have done. It's incredible. You're going to have some bumps in the road this year. However, a League Cup run could be really interesting for Wrexham, because you get into one-off situations in cup play, anything can happen. Number two, let's stay in cup play, but let's go down to Italy here. Christian Pulisic, he scored the 60th goal of his career in Europe to help Milan beat 10-man Lecce 3-0. That was earlier today. Milan will advance to the Coppa Italia round of 16. Sergio Jimenez and Christopher Nkunku also added goals for Milan. They are going to chase this trophy pretty hard. I do think they're in the mix when it comes to the Serie A crown, because you've got teams that they're going to be battling with that are playing in Europe, whereas Milan is not. They will play Lazio next. Lazio lost in the Rome derby to Roma over the weekend. Didn't look great in doing it. They haven't looked great so far this season. Lazio was one of the top eight seeded teams to get into the round of 16. They were given byes in the opening two rounds. So a big opportunity for Milan and Christian Pulisic going forward. Number three, let's go to South America. Santiago Solari, he scored late in the second half earlier this evening. Racing Club defeated Vélez Sarsfield 1-0, 2-0 on aggregate. Racing goes to their first Copa Libertadores semifinal since 1997. Our old friend Santiago Sosa has been a key player for Racing, playing as a center back with them. You remember him here playing in the holding midfield. With Racing, he's playing in that middle center back role of a three center back alignment. But tonight it was Solari, the 27-year-old. He scored the game winner on the evening in the 82nd minute. So it was a very touch and go kind of night for Racing. They ended up getting their way through. They're going to play the winner of the series between Flamengo and Estudiantes. Second leg of that will be on Thursday. The Brazilians, they've won the Copa Libertadores three times. They have a 2-1 lead over Estudiantes, but Estudiantes will host the second leg. Now, Gonzalo Plata was originally going to be suspended for that second leg after a horrible second yellow card. Should never have been given in the first leg. That has been overturned by CONMEBOL, so he will be eligible to play. Also on Thursday, Liga de Quito, they will try to hold on to their 2-0 lead over Sao Paulo. They got to go to Brazil to try to do that. We'll see if an Ecuadorian side can get to the semifinals. Tomorrow, Palmeiras, they will host River Plate. Palmeiras 1-2-1 in the first leg in Buenos Aires. So River has to go to Brazil and try to overturn that deficit. It will not be easy for them to do this. Number four on the headlines, we'll go back to England and we'll go to London and Enzo Maresca and Chelsea. Enzo, he admitted that there were some angry words at halftime, is how it was said. Chelsea rallied from a goal down to beat Lincoln City, the Imps, 2-1. They avoid a Carabao Cup giant killing. Lincoln is third in the third division. Chelsea is nowhere near the third division, as you know. Lincoln took, deservedly, they were the better team in the first half. They took a 42nd minute lead. Enzo Fernandez with a giveaway. Ryan Street scored the goal. Chelsea is gonna hit a wall, and this is something that I've been talking about a lot this week. We saw PSG lose their first game of the league season yesterday to Marseille. We've seen some other performances. Chelsea lost to Manchester United over the weekend. Chelsea went deep in the Club World Cup, as did PSG. Their rhythm and their usual ups and downs of building fitness and those sorts of things, they're always thrown off early when you start to get into European play. And now you have two more rounds of European play at the Champions League level than you used to. But the teams that went deep in the Club World Cup, PSG, for example, they got to the final, as did Chelsea. They then gave their players time off. They came back like a week before the UEFA Super Cup. I think Chelsea came back 2 weeks before their opener. So everything is thrown off. You're going to have these moments where in the past we've seen teams have a dip. You know, maybe they get tired, legs get heavy, whatever. I think with these teams that made those runs in the Club World Cup and these teams that are playing in Europe and in England, you're playing in the League Cup as well, in addition to your FA Cup and your league play, you're going to hit these little walls through the season. It's how you get through it on the other side. Maybe this bad first half and Enzo Maresca going off on them, maybe that helped get them through this. And we'll see what Chelsea looks like on the weekend. Chelsea struck twice in 5 minutes after the break. Tyreek George got one, then Facundo Buenanotte got the second one. Maresca said, yeah, there was some tactical tweaks as well, but he said he got into his players a little bit. He was asked if he did, and he said, absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. And he talked about how when you have players who have played at the highest of levels and you get into a game like this against the third division team, it's different. Some of these guys have never played teams like this. He said he asked them, and it's just it's a different kind of game. He said it's not the same game because the desire is double from them. We struggled a bit in the first half, but we were much better in the second half. We won the game. If the next game is against a League One or League Two team away, for sure this experience will be good for the next one. It's just a different game. It's not going to be pretty. It's not going to be teams trying to play you straight up. It's going to be teams that will sit back, defend, park a bus, park a second bus, slash tires, do whatever it takes to try to get out of it. And if you've only played against top-level competition that tries to play you straight up, it's tough. It's really tough to adjust. Chelsea struggled with that for 45 minutes. They figured it out in the second 45, and they move on to the next round of the Carabao Cup. All right, let's end this like we always do. Three things that make me smile about this game that I love so much. Number one, made me smile when I saw South Downtown's social media accounts today with a tease about a new tenant announcement coming soon that there's some soccer highlights in it. And it's very cool to see whatever this is. And I would assume you might want to turn your notifications on. Very cool to see another soccer element coming into the downtown area. I mean, we got World Cup coming next year, but another soccer element coming into the South Downtown footprint. Be on the lookout for that. Turn your notifications on wherever you are following them. Instagram is a great spot if you want to learn about what's going on in South Downtown. Number two on things that make me smile, I got to bring up Didi Cibrian again. 15 years old, playing in the holding midfield for Atlanta United 2. A player who I had seen before, and he was very good. But I think players in that kind of position, holding midfielders, which I love. If you've ever listened to me ramble on soccer down here, we do have a holding midfielders appreciation society when it comes to that, because they don't always get enough love. I mean, everybody flew off the handle last year when Rodri won the Ballon d'Or. People are flying off the handle about the Ballon d'Or right now, which is hilarious because they didn't react this way when the announcement came out. And now it's like processed anger and performative stuff that is happening. Pat Beverley would be impressed. It's holding midfielders, just stats don't show up for them. They're not going to have a lot of goals. They're not going to have a lot of assists. It's very easy to miss their impact on a game. If you're talking about them a lot, usually it's for bad reasons. Didi Cibrian is somebody that, as I've seen him play consistently for a while now with Atlanta United 2, I just enjoy his game and I appreciate him more and more every time that I see him play because I have a better sense of who he is and what he does with this team. He's such a good connector. And Jose Silva talked about this. You'll be able to hear it on our pregame for Atlanta United 2 tomorrow night. You need, in a team where you want players to be afraid and unafraid to make mistakes, you don't want them to play with fear. You want them to be unafraid to make mistakes, try stuff, run at people, try to make that difficult pass, try to make that difficult dribble, play freely. You need some players in a team to make that work who are selfless, who do all the other things to make it all connect. Didi Cibrian is one of those guys. He wins the ball back. He connects the dots with his passes. He's always smart positionally. And he's 15 years old. He could, by the time he breaks into the first team, and by the time that he becomes a full professional, he could have 50, 60, 70 games playing at a professional level before he signs his first contract or before he sets foot in Mercedes-Benz Stadium with the first team. It's amazing, and that's why you have Atlanta United, too. That's why tomorrow night so important, 7:30 kick against Chattanooga on in Kennesaw at Fifth Third Stadium. You can listen on the SDH Network. Number three on things that make me smile to wrap this edition up. I talked about it earlier, the event down in McDonough tonight. And I think one of the other reasons that it makes me smile so much about this event, this was a facility that was sitting and not being used. The space was not being used. And it's for a horrible reason. During the segregation era, this was pre that. It was a swimming pool that kids in the community used. When everything had to be desegregated, instead of having this public pool be desegregated, it was filled in with concrete. And it took away a space that was a meeting area, a place for fun, and a place for the youth of the community to come together. That was taken away from them. And it's really amazing that now soccer is going to be able to reclaim that space for good and the way it should be and the way it should have been, at least the way that it's going to be now. So it means a lot to have any role in that and to see that and to see kids of all different nationalities and ethnic backgrounds and places of origin and gender and all of it play soccer tonight together in McDonough on this field that Atlanta United and the Southern Crescent Soccer Foundation helped put together and build. Just so cool. I'm so lucky to get to do this. I'm so lucky that you guys listen. I'm so lucky that 92.9 The Game gives us a platform to talk soccer each and every week. We'll be back next week to do it all again next Tuesday at 10 o'clock. Adios, everybody.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
There's artificial intelligence, then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a three-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single-family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over a million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.